The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk
with Matter Private Network. During current restrictions, don't ignore your health concerns. Our expert team is ready to help.
Cars should be treated like plastic bags and have levies put on their use. So said Trinity College academic Brian Caulfield at the Dublin of the Future conference yesterday. The conference also heard proposals to remove parking spaces from the city centres, improve public transport and introduce greening policies to grow trees and encourage wildlife in the city centre. Could a congestion charge work? What sort of public transport improvements would be needed to justify such a change? Well, we're joined by Kieran Cuff, a Green Party MEP for Dublin. Kieran, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
Now, cart and horse spring to mind, as well as carrot and stick. So, what do we need to do to eliminate the car by way of public transport improvements?
Well, I don't think we need to eliminate the car, but I think we should give it its rightful place in the transport, in the menu of transport options. And as I've said to you often before, Pat, for far too often we prioritise the car over all other forms of transport. I mean, we know when it comes to shopping in the city centre, 80% of the shoppers don't use a car to get there. And I think really, looking ahead in Dublin, the first thing we need is the Bus Connects project. This is a plan to make it a lot easier to get around Dublin by bus. It's a big project. It's going into Bord Pleanála, I think, over the next few months. And it will give the bus more of a right of way through the city and into town. And I think that's a positive development, particularly if it can be done without chopping down trees, because you remember there was a lot of concern about road widening to facilitate both buses and cars. And I think the approach they're now taking, which is to prioritise the bus over the car, is a step in the right direction. And that's what I see, Pat, when I'm in Brussels or in other European cities. They certainly ensure that they give public transport the green light.
Yeah.
And whether it's
Kieran, I always, whenever you're on, and people who take the same view as you, you always quote cities that have rapid transit, and I mean by that underground services. We have rapid transit in the form of buses, fair enough, and we also have the Lewis, which you were a great fan of, as I recall. And yet the Lewis is not fit for purpose, given what's happened, for example, at Cherrywood. The Lewis is not going to be able to carry all the people that need to take it. So, you know, surely we have to go for proper rapid transit options before we start telling people, you know, get rid of the car, which might be a welcome financial saving for many people.
I don't think it's either one or the other approach. And of course, the last two letters in the word DART stand for rapid transit. And that is a fantastic service along the coastline of Dublin and for some of the suburbs that are close on both sides of the Liffey. But look, Pat, we also have the Lewis. We've two Lewis lines or more if you count the extensions. We have quality bus corridors. And indeed, we've commuter rail, and there's plans in the mix to extend the DART with the DART Plus Southwest. And of course, there are the plans for the underground. But I don't think we should wait until we have perfect public transport to implement these changes. And indeed, many would argue that we can't have decent public transport until we take away a little bit of space from the car. And actually, Pat, one very practical thing we could do. Thousands of civil servants have free car parking spaces in the city centre. And for the last 15 years, the Greens have argued that we should get these civil servants to pay even a small charge of a couple of euro a day for that free parking space.
Yeah, but that doesn't keep the... Do you think they'd go on the bus? If rather than have their nice, comfortable car parking spaces, you think they'd go on the bus if you charge them €2 a day to park?
I think they would be more likely to do so, Pat. And, you know, if you're on the bus, you have your free Wi-Fi, you can have a look at what's going on your phone. Whereas if you're stuck in traffic, some people do, but you shouldn't be looking at your phone. And it gives you a little bit of free time to read or find out what's going on. So Public transport
doesn't it require the legislators? Doesn't it require the legislators to lead by example? I mean, if you've been a TD or a senator, you've got parking for life in the centre of Dublin. I know Green Party TDs will often cycle into work, including the Green Party leader Eamon Ryan. But you know, politicians have got to do as they say, rather than ask us to do what they say. They've got to do it first.
I think that's a really good point, Pat. And, you know, I remember for many years, our Hoogtarán na hÉireann, Michael D. Higgins, used to take the train to and from Galway to Dublin. And yes, you can argue it's easy for some people, depending on where they live. But I think for far too long, we've given carte blanche to allow everyone to travel by car. And the big car park, both in front of Dáil Éireann and behind Dáil Éireann, is a good example of that. But even, Pat, when I was based in the Department of Transport for a couple of years as a Minister of State, one of the first things I was given was the card into the free car park. So I think we need a slight change of attitude. And it's not about kind of taking away the car, but it's about getting the right balance between both.
And what is the right balance, Ciarán? I just want to know, what is the right balance? I mean, do you charge at rush hour for a congestion charge? Do you eliminate all on-street parking to give you more room for bicycles? Do you eliminate the big car parks around the centre of our cities where people who, you know, want to go shopping and perhaps buy items that are rather larger than that can be put on the carrier of a bicycle? What do you want to happen?
Well, I think what I'd like to see, Pat, is a big improvement in public transport. And I see signs of that happening with the plans that are in the mix for Dublin and indeed for Galway and for Cork and Limerick. I think we have to, when it comes to car parking, I do think we need to reduce the amount of car parking. Looking at cities like Copenhagen, where they went for a reduction of 2 or 3% a year, and they replaced that those car parking spaces in some instances with wider footpaths and cycle lanes. In others, they put in trees, grass and benches. And that's what I see happening in Brussels as well, where you look at a street like Boulevard Ansbach. It was 4 lanes of car traffic, and for almost 500 metres, they simply took out vehicles and put in trees. They put in planting. They allowed cafes and restaurants to put tables outside. It's been good for business. It's been good for Brussels. And I think we can look at that too here. And in fact, Dublin City Council, they have pedestrianised, for instance, one side of Sandymount Green for the summer. And indeed, they've pedestrianised Capel Street over the 3 weekend nights for the next 10 weeks.
And we'll see how all that works out. Some of the temporary arrangements, of course, may turn out to be permanent. I had an experience recently, Ciarán. I had to go to the local dump, Eden Park in Glasthule, 1 kilometre from my house, mid-afternoon, I think about 3 o'clock in the afternoon, because I had polystyrene and cardboard, which I, you know, doing the responsible thing that you'd want me to do, to recycle it. It took 25 minutes to go 1 kilometre because of the changes they've made in the traffic management. Now, I'm thinking, I've got time. You know, it wasn't under too much pressure, so I sat there and sucked it up. But there was a guy in front of me in a white van who's clearly a business person. It took him 25 minutes to do the same kilometre. How is that good for the orderly running of a city?
Because it has given an extraordinary opportunity to older people, to children, to cycle safely and walk safely on the seafront all the way from Blackrock to Dunleary.
What pays the bills, Ciarán, you know, are the taxes that people pay and the workers of this society who need to go about their business efficiently. If you stop them doing that, you perhaps do people out of work. You certainly do them out of income and you do the state out of tax. How does that make sense?
I think most cyclists that I know are taxpayers and pay a decent price in terms of
nothing for the roads,
the taxes,
by the way.
They pay.
They pay nothing for the roads compared to those who drive motorized transport. That's just a by the way.
Well, actually, this morning I'm coming from a meeting in Europe where we are discussing a report that that the car use in Europe and vehicle use creates about €1 trillion a year in costs that are shouldered by others. And I think when you look at the 400,000 people who die prematurely in Europe every year from air pollution, if you look at the tens of thousands who suffer from noise pollution, it puts things in perspective. But when it comes to your journey, Pat, to the recycling centre at Eden
where
Park,
I have to take the car, can't fit it on the bike, can't fit it on the motorbike, can't carry it walking. So what do I do?
Is time our journey accordingly and not go at peak time. And simply look up the hours.
Kieran, I gave you that example, but do you think that 2 o'clock or 3 o'clock in the afternoon is peak time in the suburbs? Come on.
Pat, I know that you have to carefully consider when you go. I mean, the Eden Park Recycling Centre is open, I think, for 6 or 7 hours a day. And I think you and I...
And I'm sitting perhaps in this studio at home for the bulk of that time. So when am I to go? You tell me, because it's not open. It's not open when I start work in the morning at 7 o'clock. So tell me, when am I to go to Eden Park?
Well, I think we should see wider opening hours for our recycling centres. But I think 25 minutes, Pat, and I've both cycled and driven along the road past Eden Park several times within the last month. And I think 25 minutes would be a very long time to wait, to be blunt, Pat. And I think what you're suggesting is that if we provide for cyclists and pedestrians, it will completely jam up our roads. That is not the case, Pat. What we've seen is safe cycling facilities provided, whether it be for school children cycling through along the Blackrock bypass, or whether it be leisure cyclists going out to Sea Point for a swim on these wonderful summer days. And I don't think it's a kind of a zero-sum game issue. I think if we provide for cyclists, a lot more people will cycle, a lot more people will walk. And I think if you look at the wonderful public realm improvements in Blackrock and in the middle of Dunleary, it shows what other local authorities should really do, whether it be Fingal or Dublin City or South Dublin. And certainly when I look abroad at what has been done, it shows that if the will is there, we can do this and we can get people out of their cars and onto more sustainable ways of travelling.
Kieran, we have to leave it there. We're running out of time. Thank you very much for joining us. Kieran Cuff, Dublin MEP with the Green Party.